I am here.
Okay. Thanks for coming, Seth.
You're welcome.
Is it okay if I ask a question to begin?
Absolutely.
Okay, super. Tess and I were just talking about the term soul age, young souls, old souls. Do you think in terms of that, in your the way you see things as we incarnate on this planet as an old soul or a young soul? Is there sort of a hierarchy there?
It is not considered a hierarchy. Give me a moment here and I will explain. Old souls simply have incarnated many times. When you consider an old soul, you are thinking that that soul should be wiser and more experienced. However, this is not always the case. An old soul can also be a soul who has failed to learn his lessons or her lessons and continuously comes back for another go at it. Therefore, there is no real logic to using the term old soul with the idea of attributing more wisdom to it. New souls are exactly that. These souls usually are first-time incarnations into the physical body. They're somewhat like babies. You can recognize them usually by their childish and somewhat unsure behaviors. They move around like children playing in a fairyland. Life to them is not very serious, and they don't see it as a serious thing. It is more of a fun and games. This sometimes can get them into a world of trouble, for they are unprepared to use the skills that others have acquired to maneuver through the physical plane. I noticed you made reference to Saddam Hussein. True, he is a man with a very selfish attitude and does act like a spoiled child. A lot of new souls, because they have not incarnated before and their needs have always been taken care of on the other side, come here to your existence and cannot understand why they are not taken care of and babied as they were when they were on the other side. It's like they have a mass temper tantrum, fighting their existence and trying to control everything around them. They are simply immature with the event. Let's just put it this way. After many more incarnations, they will start to get the picture. However, some of these entities will only come to Earth plane one time and then choose to move on somewhere else where it is easier for them. Eventually, though, all do have to experience the negativity associated with the third dimensional planes. Most of you have incarnated many times, so therefore you are living many lives simultaneously, learning from each one of them as you go. Does that clarify?
It sure does.
For you.
Thank you for that.